Blog Talk Radio.
For this month for SNL Radio. I'm your host, Max, a.k.a. the Black Dr. Phil, a.k.a. Not Your Baby Daddy,
a.k.a. What is all that?
I'm going to disrespect the flag and kneel. Not Your Baby Daddy. A.k.a. I got a beard, but my name is Beard Gang. What's the guy? That's okay. I'd rather crap on the flag than be in that
Ratchet. What is that all about? Crapping on the flag. What is that?
Cause to me that's
anyway.
More
I'm Sasha,
yes.
The diva, coming to you loud tonight for another edition of SM Radio. So. We're going to get straight into get straight into the topic tonight, talking about the NFL takes a knee. Did everyone take a knee? Or did they...
No, some took knees and some stood together, standing up with arms locked.
They linked arms.
Mm-hmm.
And then some didn't.
Go ahead.
And the question is, where will it go? What is it going to do? So, first of all, since you're so gung-ho in spewing your stuff, go ahead.
Well, to me, it's not going to go nowhere. Because, what's his name? The Broncos guy, the ex-quarterback with Skip, what's his name?
Shannon Sharp,
thank you. Like he said, the owner don't want to be told what to do because they got money.
Mm-hmm.
So after this all blows away, probably another week or two, then what the NFL going
to
do?
Well, I think actually, to me, and I'm not big on saying this, but I really feel like the way Trump came at the NFL, he didn't necessarily come at the owners per se. He came at the players, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a distraction. It's a total distraction. It's also a maneuver by him in order to... It was a rally. It was a rally because let's not forget, Trump is still working on his... he's working on his campaign for re-election.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So to me, it was a distraction. Also, in doing research, I don't know if it's true or not. I couldn't find all the complete information about it, but I guess I shouldn't say. But since you're sitting there on your phone, you look it up. But I read something, and I was trying to find that Trump has sued the NFL before.
I'm not too sure about
it. It said something. I was trying to mm-hmm. find the info, and it wasn't leading me when I was Googling it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't lead me to exactly what I was looking for. But it was said that he sued the NFL, and he was supposedly banned for life from the NFL.
I don't know, but I know he tried to get an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
That was, so I know he was trying to buy, I think, the one of the New York teams. I believe it was the Jets or the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal didn't go through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the suing part, I'm not too sure about that.
Well, I like I said, I saw, I try not to believe everything that's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw it, and I was trying to look it up, and it didn't look like it was taking me to some relatively legit news sources.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't know about this, because I wanted to see that for myself, but you look it up and see. But anyway, I just think that it's a distraction. It's a political move that he's taken in order to get support from those that supported him before and in his election.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't something that he did on his own, which makes sense to me, because he doesn't, like, this is calculated. This wasn't one of those random things that he did, and him saying that. But I really think that it was a distraction to get people off the fact that he was not helping or doing anything as the president of the United States for the American people in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. The ones that are speaking out, that saying that all these NFL are disrespecting the flag.
Yeah, that's stupid to me.
Those are the same ones that when it comes to him to get reelected another, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to vote for him. Because right now, the main focus is just the flag.
That's my thing. The flag, those that fought in the wars for our rights, no matter what people may feel,
mm-hmm.
it's a right.
Mm-hmm.
It's an American right in order for you not to stand up and salute the flag. And it's not a... It's a peaceful protest. Kneeling, sitting down, Colin Kaepernick, he decided, he was advised. It wasn't that he decided. It was one of his mentors advised him, who did not like the fact that he was sitting during the national anthem, but the man advised him. He listened to what Colin was saying, why he was doing it, what the protest meant. And he advised him, well, instead of sitting, why don't you kneel? Because kneeling, for that means that you support the American flag. You support the troops. You support what they did, the fight, the sacrifice that they gave. But at the same time, you were protesting. I mean, because people act like kneeling is something that has just, that Colin Kaepernick was the first one to do this, was to take a knee in silent protest. He's not. He's not the first one to do it. Martin Luther King did.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the first person to try to make this simple about the flag, that he's protesting the flag, that these players are protesting a flag, is ridiculous, and it speaks to the injustices and inequalities that Colin Kaepernick is kneeling for and those that support. But what I don't like, and I agree with Shannon Sharp, the hypocrisy of it all, until Trump got up there and said that the NFL players were SOBs,
mm-hmm.
Ray Lewis and the rest of them, who then decided to lock arms, and the players, they didn't support Colin. And people are not, and that's the sad part, is in this whole rhetoric of what's going on, the cause and what Colin Kaepernick kneel for is being lost in translation.
Mm-hmm.
It's being totally lost, and nobody wants to speak about it, because it's just like I said on my Facebook page the other day. And I'll say it again, I'll keep saying it. Anytime that we as black people stand up and defend our rights and want justice for ourselves, it makes some white people uncomfortable. And when we make them uncomfortable, we need to, oh, let's kumbaya it out. Let's all get along. No, we can't all get along. We're not all getting along, because until I have the same liberties and the same justices as you, as this white individual in America, we're not going to get along. And that's the whole problem about this racism and the racial war that we're having. Stop standing around telling black people when we protest or voice our opinion about how we feel in this country that we have to be quiet because you're so fucking uncomfortable. Be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you get to feel how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
We're uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
and I'm off my platform.
And it's some same white folks that don't watch the news and seeing what the president that they voted for offers. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Because I'm just sitting here reading the stuff that people are saying about the NFL. I'm like, wow, you that far have you? But if they knew, they wouldn't be like, oh, gung-ho about this flag. Cause they'd be more concerned. Why would they think, if they knew, why would they sit there and back him and what he's saying?
Because they know what he's doing. They don't care. Again, it makes them uncomfortable. It makes any time the race discussion comes up in America, in these states, in Georgia and across the world, America, white people, some of them, get uncomfortable. They don't want to change the status quo. And when you don't want to change the status quo, when you don't want to open your eyes and see that there are injustices and inequality amongst African American people in this country, when you don't want to see that, when you don't want to change that, when you don't want to be a part of the change, you sit back on your in your keyboard across your screen and you become thuggish. And the same thing that you would say, you won't even look a black person in their eye. They are the same people that clutch their fucking purses when you as a black man walks by. When I as a black woman get on the fucking elevator, get next to these people, they're the same one that clutch their purses, look you under your eye, look at it like tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are out at a restaurant. This man across two tables across from us, what is he doing the whole time? If you know me, if you think you know me, if you want to speak, speak. But why are you eyeing me? What? What am I going to do? I'm sitting there eating a burger and I'm going to do what? Kneel? Take a knee? Oh, wait, I'm a thug? I forgot my tats were covered tonight. I don't even have a tattoo. So, why are you eyeing me? Because we're the only black people in this particular section. And Chili's?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was? Or was my beauty just so fucking ravishing? If you think that I'm so ravishingly beautiful, then walk up, be a man and walk up to me and say that, but stop looking at me under your eye. What for? That kind of stuff. Why must you do that? What is the point of that? And like I said, you said to me, well, you are talking kind of, I'm not talking loud. I was talking low. My face was low at the table, and you could hear my conversation. If anyone else could hear what we were talking about, it's because they were intently listening to what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. It wasn't like they could hear me across the dining room to this man or even behind me. They couldn't hear me because I talked and I held my voice to where you could hear me.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the things. Why? Why must I feel like I'm looked at? Why? Because I'm fat? You don't think I need to be out eating? Well, guess what? That's my money. And as long as Chili's keep taking my money, I can keep eating my bacon burger.
Which was good, by the way.
That's the only thing about Chili's that burgers is good. That's it. The rest of, every now and then you get some good ass, but the rest is like,
I just get this burger, this bacon burger with these panko onion rings on here. And let it be it. Look, those pickles they got is just a little too hot. But I digress. But that's what I'm saying. They, you know, they wanted to stay, like, it was a conversation going on my Facebook page. And this person brought up, like you and I were talking about at the table, brought up about, well, what if someone spit on your son or daughter in their uniform? Well, who's spitting on someone in their uniform? Who's spitting on the American flag? No one's defaming the American flag. It's my right. And I, as a black person, and that's the thing that fucking pisses me off with some white people. They think that I don't have the right to say that this country is unfair, unjust. And then what do they tell us as black people? Well, if you don't like it here, then leave. Where the fuck am I going to go? Because just like you, I am an American. Just like those soldiers go out there and give their lives, men and women, every day, and they're fighting for my rights, your rights. They're fighting for me, too. I am an American. And as an American, I have a right to say, this isn't right. You've treated my people wrong. This isn't fair. And I have a right to peacefully, quietly protest.
And I would say a good 95 to 98% of wars is not about America. It's about helping other countries.
It is.
So how are you going to say they fought for our flag when they're not fighting for our flag? They're fighting for another country to help them with peace. We don't have to do it. But the UN nation said we have to.
And my thing is this also. These same couch potatoes that sit at home and these football warriors, how many of them standing up when the anthem comes on and you're at home?
None of them. A lot. You pulled it. I looked up the standards of when the what you call anthem comes on, what you should do, and which way you should face and all this stuff. If you got a hat on, and unless it's a hat of religious value, you don't have to take it off. So if you got your cowboy's hat on, you have to take it off and then cross your heart. So,
and let's talk about this. Let's talk about how the fact that the NFL in 2009, and I did look this up, the NFL was used by the army recruiters to bring the players out for the national anthem, because they just started doing that in 2009 so the army recruiters could let young people see football players saluting. Because before then, what did the NFL teams do? They sat in the locker rooms. The NFL was paid to do that.
Because it's going to bring money in and people to sign up to the Marines. Or
exactly.
The Marine Corps.
Exactly. Army and Marine recruiters are the ones that pay the NFL money in order to have the team come out and salute the flag. And they just started doing that in 2009. And I did look that up.
And
you know why? But I looked it up.
And you know why? Because one of their fellow players who was actively playing in the NFL got called to duty and got killed over in Iraq. That's the only reason why
they did
that.
But they did it before then. Yeah.
I thought he died.
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No. He died a few years back. Back in 2012, somewhere around there. This happened in 2009.
Okay.
That was before he passed. And he was he was a player, but then, as you said, he got sent to active duty and he was killed. I can't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
I
can't remember his name, but it was like 2012 or somewhere around in there when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was before 2009 when he passed, when this happened in the NFL. But I don't, you know, now they have Time Magazine has decided to put the top 10, like, basketball players. They got Stephon Curry and who else is on there? But they didn't put on the cover of Time, but they didn't put Colin Kaepernick.
Pat Tillman.
Yeah, Tillman.
Mm-hmm.
And he died what year?
I have to read more. His name just popped up here.
Yeah, it was him. But that was in 2009. Mm-mm. It was after.
There's a whole bunch of stuff in it, giving his background. So, but that's the thing. What is the NFL going to do next? After all this dies
down. And the player, I mean, and having the owners come out there. Okay. Yeah. That's nice.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
That's
when
nice.
It comes to Trump getting reelected, he's not going to get reelected because his people who vote, because the people who voted for him, Shannon Sharp said, that's a slap in the face to the owners. We done helped you get in, but you're going to have the people who help bring me in money.
My money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Call them son of a bitches.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I have to get out there now because...
You made me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, once you did that, now, I'm sure he had an agreement. Well, I'll give you, you know, Jerry Jones, or I'll give you $1 million for your campaign if, you know, if you get in, you have to do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. And by him, Donald Trump saying, you know, calling him SOB is kind of like, well, now you're attacking me. Now I have to do something because if I don't, my players are going to boycott me and say something to me, and then the media's going to be jumping in my face, which I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Which I already
gave. Now you're making me take a stand against you.
Even he knelt on the sideline. Jerry Jones, his old ass. Okay, so that's then you know right there. You're not getting in next time, Trump. Because he already knows if Trump.
I don't put nothing past nothing. People sit up and say, "Oh, he's not gonna win. He's not gonna win. He's not gonna win," and he won. So until I'm saying because you got to sit up here and realize, yes, his approval rating is down, but there's still a lot of people that support him, and there are still a lot of people that support him and are supporting what he's doing and what he's saying.
But why would you give somebody $1 million if you didn't say, hey, this is what I needed?
I'm not talking about Jerry Jones.
No, I'm talking about these are the people you have to worry about because they fund that person's campaign.
Yeah, they did. And you don't think that he will do it again?
And that's what I'm saying.
You don't think Jerry Jones will fund? I do.
No, I don't. Because he's not going to fund Trump, but he's going to fund another Republican.
Yeah.
No, he won't because it's like...
that's his friend.
No. If that was his friend, he would have...
That's his friend.
No, because if that was Jerry Jones' friend, he would have said, you know what? He would have picked up the phone and said, hey, you better recant your statement because if you don't, you're going to have some big trouble on your hands here. Yes, you can. He could have did that, but he didn't.
Mm-mm.
He didn't, because why? He already knows.
The thing about these people with money, they do things. They scratch, like you said, they scratch each other's back. But at the same time, they'll sit here and let you think that it's something that it's not, while all the while, they still hamming it up in the Hamptons, and hamming it up out there on the damn golf course and shooting some Arnold Palmer's back and getting some rum from over there in Cuba and eating some vittles from Puerto Rico, getting somebody to eat some Puerto Rican food while them poor people over there suffering. I don't put nothing past nobody. And I'm not saying you right, I'm not saying you wrong, but as far as him getting reelected, I'll see it when the time comes. And if it's not, well, drinks on me.
Yeah, he's not because
okay.
It's kind of like I
okay.
said, you scratch my back, I scratch
okay.
yours. But now, your okay. action is putting me in a predicament I don't want to be in.
And
now, everybody,
the thing about
and everybody
super,
knows.
And
that
his super PAC is not just with Jerry Jones.
No,
it's not his super PAC. Hell, you got to count in the fact Putin helped his ass got in the
and
White
that's
House.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he said. They couldn't find how it was done, but he did send it to rig that election.
Oh, yeah, he helped him. He helped him.
And that's what I'm saying. Jerry Jones, even the Patriots owner, I forgot his name,
mm-hmm.
even he gave money. So you put me in a bad predicament. Even Tom Brady voted for him. You put me in a predicament I don't want to be. You think I'm going to vote for you next time? So if something like this comes about again, you're gonna put me in the back another. No, that's something about wife. You're not gonna stab me in the back twice.
Mm-hmm.
Because you did it the first time.
Just because, and it's another thing about white people. Just because you look at them and say, "Oh well, you're not gonna do this," and they're standing up because look at it. Tom Brady didn't. What did he do? He linked the arm.
Mm-hmm.
But he got out there.
Yeah, he's showing, to me, it's probably like a team decision. What are we going to do, team? Are we going to stay in the locker room? Are we going to take a knee? Or are we just going
to they were going to have to go out there regardless.
And that's what I'm saying.
The patriotic Patriots, they ain't nothing but a damn bunch of Republicans
no,
running that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you mean the owner?
The owners that have the players.
No.
Yeah.
You got some black folks in there.
You
got some black folks in there.
Mm-hmm.
you gotta play the part to get what you need to get.
Well, hey. And that's often what I said anyway, the reason why a lot of people talking about, well, the NFL players need to stand up and the NFL players need to more of the players need to get behind Kaepernick. How? How? They can't. Not when you know where your money coming from. And you taking care of everybody back home? No.
And that's the thing. You have to... That's the thing that our... Back in the day, our political leaders like Malcolm X and Dr. King did. They sacrificed. They sacrificed their own family.
They did.
To get what we have to get to be...
To get where they are.
To
get what we need.
Yeah.
They did.
So that's what I'm saying. Black people got to start doing. Instead of you looking at the money check coming in, because short term... Let's look at it this way. The way these CTEs are coming in, you're lucky after you retire 10 years later, you're going to be the same person
that
you are now.
That's the thing about it, though. You got a lot of these NFL, like now, you got one, you got what's the dude name? Von something? Okay. His sponsors, because he decided to deal. His sponsors are deciding that they're cutting his sponsorship. So now what is he going to do?
So that's what he should do is get on Twitter and say, hey, since these people, I'm protesting nonviolently and not saying, going on a rant saying, you know, these white folks are chicken shits and all this other
stuff.
But
see, and then people always talking about people sitting on their asses talking about we need to boycott the NFL. What is that going to do? When you got Coca-Cola and fucking Pepsi, which I don't like anyone, and Coke, I don't drink Coke, but all those other players, Nike, Under Armour, those are the ones that are playing. The NFL, they are so paying these players. So if you want to hit a pocket and you want to tell these the NFL and anybody else what and who and how you going to support and what they need to do, then stop buying their shit.
Mm-hmm.
Stop buying it. You can still turn your TV off automatically. But you know what his sponsors, Vaughn's sponsors are telling him? Your black ass don't matter. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, we got you in the pocket and you don't matter. Get your ass out there if you want to. Take another knee if you want to. Snatch that shit right away. And then you want, but we as people talking about, oh, well, turn your TV off. Stop buying the NFL. It ain't just the NFL that you're paying for that's paying for that. You gotta stop. Hell, you need to turn your damn, turn your cable off and stop looking at these damn shows with fucking Viacom.
And that's what I'm saying about this blackout NFL when the whole video thing came out. I was like, you know, we need to black out the NFL.
Yeah.
We only make up 50% of that population.
Exactly.
So 50% of that population is really not that much money out your pocket. So that's why I was saying, if they were smart, they should have had some white people in that commercial.
Mm.
Because then white people are going to be looking like, oh, okay, now if these
but
white people...
Not.
But that's what I'm
and
saying.
That's the
it
thing.
Wasn't thought through good enough.
It was thought through.
No.
It was thought through. But the thing of it is how many white people are going to put their neck on the line? And that's what it boils down to. It's just what you said. Who's willing to put their neck on the line? Who's willing to step out of their box and say, boom, this ain't right, this is wrong, yada, 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 we need. I mean, because when the before the NFL, I'm not saying not to do nothing. Do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter to me no way because, hell, I'm not that big into football. And if y'all want to talk about me and I'm in Atlanta, then I'm a fair weather fan. Hell, I own mine. If Atlanta doing good, I cheer. If they fucking up, I'll talk about them. It
mm-hmm.
just is what it is. And I don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Well, I'm not no big football holic anyway. So me not watching NFL ain't a problem.
I haven't watched the game yet.
But the thing of it is that enough?
No.
When you got all these people that have bought their season tickets, but now because these players decide not to take the anthem, or you if you can sit up and burn your fucking season ticket
mm-hmm.
because a team, your team decided to sit in the locker room, you got money to burn.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't hurting for nothing. We ain't talking to you. But like I said, hit everybody else. When we go out here and have to stop and get them Cokes and Coke Zero and all that other mess and all them other swamps, hit McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody loves a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones. Hit their pockets. Let them know. Let them hear. I outcry and say, this is unfair. If you wanna hit somebody, you wanna definitely put a hurt in their pocket.
And this is what the news people need to do right now. Take the focus off the players and go after their own. And say, okay, what's your next move going to be?
They're not.
That's what they need to do.
They're not.
And see, if I was, Hill, what's her name? Jamil Hill. That's what I would do. I would go to all these owners and say, what is your next move after this? What are you going to do to say that we're not going to stand for this brutality against black people, or we're not going to stand for the idiots that are out there that think that, you know, myself or the players are disrespecting the flag by taking a knee or not coming up?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they should put on TV instead of you hyping up, well, Colin Kaepernick this and Von this. No, put the cameras in the owners' face because the owners, once you put the cameras in their face and everybody starts coming down to owners instead of the players, then the owners are going to have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the players, you putting their cameras in front of the players.
But then I don't expect that. And again, the only reason the NFL should have spoken out a long damn time ago about a lot of shit that went on in the NFL, right? Well, let's not just cover that over and glaze it over and act like it is not happening. The NFL should have spoke out a long time ago about shit that has gone on and what they have allowed to happen
mm-hmm.
in the NFL. You got people that are committing domestic violence, but yet and still, they're still picked up in the NFL. He punched this chick in the face and broke her jaw, but he's still picked in the 2017 NFL draft. No. So, I don't feel sorry for the NFL. The only reason that they came out and spoke so gallantly and so passionately was because they were called SOBs. And it wasn't even about the players.
Mm-mm.
That was about the owners.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. Because when the NFL needed to speak out about Ray Rice, they glazed that shit over.
Mm-hmm.
When the NFL needed to speak out about Roethlisberger, they glazed that shit over. When the NFL needed to speak out about a lot of bullshit, they glazed that shit over.
Mm-hmm.
When it was time for one of the players back last year, year before last, he wore pink. He was wearing pink gloves or pink socks or something in support of breast cancer. The fucking NFL fined him because he was supporting breast cancer awareness month for his mother that survived.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bullshit that the NFL should have talked about, and they didn't, and they won't. The only reason they talked and said something was because Trump. Again, I go back to the first thing I said. It was all fucking calculated. And nothing that has gone on that is happening now or being reported or talked about was not a calculated move by money.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And everybody else, these players are getting caught up in a windstorm of bullshit that don't have nothing to do with them simply because they are who they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it. Because if the NFL was so passionate about the injustices and they still haven't came out and said anything about what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
They never said anything about that. It was, oh, we support our players. We believe in our players and all that other monkey-donkey bullshit. Yeah, monkey-donkey bullshit.
Hashtag.
All that other monkey-donkey bullshit.
Monkey-donkey bullshit.
Yep.
Gotta remember that one.
Yep, that's what it was. That was it. That's the only thing. Because, when, like I said, they should have said a whole hell of a lot of shit a long, many damn fucking year ago. And these are the same, the NFL's the same fucking people that won't even acknowledge the fact that Aaron Hernandez had CTE, the reason he killed his dang self, in prison. They still ain't going to acknowledge that. And they're not going to pay his fiance and his daughter anything for it. Because to do that, then admit that the NFL is at fault and is not taking care of those players like they said they would.
No, they're going to give some money, but they're not going to call it a center. They're going to call it a some type of other fee so they're not meant to give. Like, we're going to help give this single mother some money.
Hush, hush.
Yeah, they could call it that. It's kind of like they do to you know, Mike Brown's family. They just gave him some money and say, all right.
Hush.
Yeah. But you can't say that we're our fault, though. You can go out there and talk about it, but you can't say that we did this and we can't. And we
when
did
that. Mike Brown family get some money?
They're going to sign, but they can't talk about it. Because they got to sign that contract. Saying, yeah, we'll give you some money.
Well, Eric Gardner's family didn't.
They
didn't sign it. They talking. They can't go into details,
mm-hmm.
but they're talking about, because you know about the amount of money that they got.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They can't say
you
that.
You know about the amount, but you can't say what it was. Same
mm-hmm.
thing with Sandra Bland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and I'm not knocking that.
No.
Get your money, because that was wrong.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't take it, it's going to go for something stupid anyway, like tasers for people who don't need them and more.
I fear for my life.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm sorry. I had an outburst. I had an outburst. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I said all I gotta say.
I'm about to send this tweet out to the NFL. I said, NFL, take a knee. Commissioner Roger Goodell, where is your support for the players who put money in your pocket?
Hashtag.
Hashtag Roger Goodell and I hashtag NFL. Mm-hmm. I should hashtag.
You have a good at.
Oh, an at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, thank you.
We know you don't tweet lots.
I ain't been out. This is my. Shoot, my first No, this is my first tweet in.
I'm telling you, sir.
Back in the day, yeah, I was tweeting it up. Oh, we're going to have a show tonight. This person going to be announced kind of like, this is my first time back in years.
I'm telling you, sir.
They ain't going to my timeline.
You just kept calling. I was trying to save you.
They already know this.
Trying to save you, but you told on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is the devil.
Mm-hmm. No, no. It's with people's true feelings let out there, but they can only do in 120 characters.
Well, that ain't working for me.
Me.
I need more characters than that.
I still got
33
characters left.
Because the other day, I wrote a book. I did one of my friend Lisa's. I did one of her things. I wrote a story.
Mm-hmm.
It filled up half the page. I did a story. I wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
I let it be known. Like, damn it. I'm sick of this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Go. If you don't like America, go. Just leave. Where the fuck am I going to go?
I'm going to start a page for stupid people on social media.
My God.
It's just... That's
those stupid things people say on social media. I get so tired of white people saying that stupid shit. We'll leave America. Where the fuck am I going to go? You numbskull. Get out of my face with that monkey donkey bullshit.
Hashtag.
Get out of my face. I'm an American. I have a right to be here just like you. Hell. Whatever. Well, if you don't like it, you can leave. No, you know what? Why don't you leave? How about that?
Yeah, go back to
where catch me outside. How about that? Catch me outside.
Go back to where you came from.
You can't, because the queen don't want your ass. You all polluted. You ain't true blood no more.
Uh-uh.
Got too much of this and that and the fifth and the fourth up in you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no true bloodline, ignorant son of a biscuit eater. Make me sit with that ignorant shit. Sound like a complete. Sound what you are. Let's call a thing a thing. Is that what a young Levan Zan says? Let's call a thing a thing. You racist.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck you are to say some ignorant shit like that? Go back to where you come from. Where the fuck I come from? What you trying to tell me? Go back to Africa? Well, I've never been to Africa. I wasn't born in Africa. I was born right here in Rome, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, where the fuck you want me to go? Stupid ass. Ignorant shit I ever heard in my day. I get so tired of it. Monkey donkey bullshit.
I gotta look up Jemele Hill is what you call it. Twitter. What you want?
You're making it worse.
What you want? I'm 40 years old now. This is for youngins.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Young and dumb people.
No, it's not. You're making it worse and worse. Anyway, so we're going to end the show before we get cut off.
Okay. Oh, just remind people, y'all better get ready, because SNN Radio, Night Talks with Sasha, JG BBW Entertainment. Woo! Beginning of the year. Y'all better be ready, boy.
Get ready.
That's right.
Mr. Brown.
Y'all better hop on the bandwagon while the train is sitting still. Because if you don't, you're going to miss out.
If you don't want to get on the train.
It's going to be too late. It's like, ooh, can we? No, sorry. You should have gone before. You shouldn't have stepped back. I'm going to wait and see what these niggas are going to do.
They ain't going to do nothing. They too angry. They too, I mean, I don't even really want to listen to them.
But
they don't
tune
even
in.
Be talking about nothing.
But they tune in every single week.
They ain't really talking about nothing I want to hear. They too like, her voice. It's just something about her voice. I'm a phone.
Like, we were talking about sex, and you're thinking, oh, they be like, oh, yeah.
Buffing that butthole over. All up in that dookie shoot.